USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the impeachment trial of President Trump would begin the week of February 8th on charges of inciting the riots at the Capitol on January 6th. But Senate Republicans say there are other things they should be spending their time on. South Dakota Republican Senator Mike Rounds tells NBC's Meet the Press that their time would be better spent allowing President Biden to form a cabinet.
For right now, I think there are other things that we'd rather be working on instead. I know that the Biden administration would love to have more of their cabinet in place. There's a number of Republicans who also feel the same way. We should allow this president the opportunity to form his cabinet and to get that in place as quickly as possible. If we start working on an impeachment, which looks like we're going to end up doing, we've only got a couple of weeks here in which to actually work through and allow this president an opportunity to form a cabinet. A lot of us would prefer to maybe work through those issues instead.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow premium pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60 day money back guarantee, 10 year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Biden unveiled his plan to combat COVID-19 last week, including reaffirming his promise to get 100 million doses of vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that goal should be looked at as a floor and not a ceiling, telling CBS's Face the Nation that it will still be a challenge to achieve.
I still think that that challenge is really, first of all, it's going to be a floor, not a ceiling. It's not going to be easy to do that. I think there is this misperception out there, Margaret, because we've hit 1 million a day for a couple of days, that when we get out into the community, it's going to be really easy to do that. That's not the case. It is going to be a challenge. I think it was a reasonable goal that was set. We always want to do better than the goal you've set, but it is really a floor and not a ceiling. The most important thing, the message that gets lost in this back and forth, Margaret, is that we've got to vaccinate as many people as we possibly can, as quickly as we possibly can.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
While more Republicans have stood up to oppose an impeachment trial for former President Trump, not everyone feels the same way. Jeremy Scott has more from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
With a growing number of Republican senators voicing their opposition, the chances of former President Donald Trump being convicted are slimmer. Senator Mitt Romney of Utah says no matter what, there should be a trial.
Well, we're certainly going to have a trial. I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
Senator Romney speaking on Fox News Sunday. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And the Miami Heat will welcome a limited number of fans back into their arena this week with a unique layer of coronavirus protection in place. The NBA squad will use coronavirus sniffing dogs at American Airlines Arena to screen fans for this Thursday's game against the LA Clippers. The specially trained dogs have already been used in several airports in recent months, with a recent study showing the dogs can be up to 94% accurate when it comes to detecting that someone is infected with coronavirus. The Heat plan to keep capacity under 2,000 fans for the time being, in a building that normally seats more than 19,000 for basketball games. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.